USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As thousands of immigrants are lining up at the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of Title 42 expiring this week, a convicted child molester was captured trying to enter the United States over the weekend. Former acting ICE director Tom Holman on Fox.
Over the last three decades, if you look at who Border Patrol arrests, by an average 20 to 22%. Over the last decade, of everybody Border Patrol arrests has a prior criminal history.
Biden administration officials will meet this morning to discuss next steps in securing the release of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan from Russia. Whelan was jailed in Russia in 2020 on spying charges. Hostage Affairs Envoy Roger Karstens says that the President and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken were personally focused on the effort to free Whelan. The bomb maker that's accused of bringing down a jetliner over Lockerbie, Scotland in the mid-80s is in U.S. custody. Rich Johnson reports.
It's been 2 years since the U.S. formally charged Mohammed Massoud with being the Pan Am 103 bomb maker. He's been in Libyan custody on unrelated charges, but the Justice Department says U.S. authorities took custody of Massoud and have brought him to the U.S. He'll eventually make an appearance in U.S. District Court in Washington. Massoud was one of three people accused in the bombing that killed a total of 270 people in 1988. Two others were tried in the case. One was acquitted, the other convicted, but released a few years later after being diagnosed with cancer. I'm Richard Johnson.
Arizona Republican Carrie Lake has filed a lawsuit against her Democrat opponent Katie Hobbs and the Maricopa County election officials over how the midterm elections were run in the Copper State. Ms. Lake claims the midterm election was mishandled in favor of her opponent. Her lawyers claim that the number of illegal votes cast in the general election greatly exceeded the number of votes that she lost by in the senatorial race. We are USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Internal Twitter files being released by Elon Musk continue to show a link between the FBI, Department of Justice, Central Intelligence Agency, and Twitter officials censoring content on the platform, in what Republican lawmakers claim to influence a presidential election. More Twitter files could be released today. It happened real fast, but now it's over. Customers can no longer use the Alexa voice assistant to tip their Amazon delivery driver $5. Katie Lewis reports.
Last Wednesday, the online retail giant said it would give $5 tips for the first 1 million requests for Alexa to thank the driver. It didn't take long before the tips were handed out. The five drivers with the most thank yous will be given $10,000 along with a $10,000 donation made to the charity of their choice. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A major winter storm across North America was unleashing heavy snow, rains, and powerful winds across the Intermountain West Sunday, ahead of its forecast to slowly jaunt across the country. The heaviest snow Sunday was in the Sierra Nevadas and Northern California at 3 inches per hour. The storm is forecast to hit the plains, south, and northeast even harder later this week. Caleb Williams has brought the University of Southern California football team back to glory. He won the Heisman Trophy over the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.